Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 Well, definitely.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Many of us have good intentions when it comes to reducing household waste. Unfortunately, those canvas totes get left in the closet and food scraps never make it to the compost pile and product packaging fills up the trash bag. One family discovered that a little initial effort and creativity could bring waste reduction at home to a whole other level, practically zero. Bea Johnson is the blogger behind Zero Waste Home and now author of a book of the same name. She and her family produce only 1 quart of garbage a year, and she joins us now to tell us how it's possible. Bea, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what a big lifestyle change for you. You actually lived in one of those big, you know, almost McMansion-y sized houses driving 2 cars. What was your motivation to just give it all up?
Well, for us, it actually started when we moved from this large home to a much smaller one to be closer to amenities such as restaurants and schools and, movie theaters. And we just wanted to be able to walk to things. But by going to a much nicer area, we had to downsize. Mm-hmm. And the downsizing basically proved to us that we had much more time in our hands if we lived simply. And from there, we were able to have time to educate ourselves on environmental issues. And we decided to do something about what we were doing for the environment for the sake of our kids' future.
You do a lot of practical tips in your book about decluttering, for example, how you became more simple, the kind of questions you had to ask yourself before you got rid of things. But you also added something to this motto that we've all heard of, reduce, reuse, recycle. What are your changes to this motto?
I've added the word refuse as a priority.
Refuse.
Yes, because refuse is very important. When we started with Zero Waste, we found that actually zero waste for a household doesn't happen in the house, but it happens outside the home. It's the decisions that we make outside the home that are very important. And if you can stop from entering your home, then you don't have to deal with it later. Refusing includes refusing and attacking junk mail, refusing the freebies that were given on a daily basis, such as freebies and party favors, mm-hmm. Basically things that are given to us. Every time we take these things, they create a demand to make more, and they basically perpetuate a wasteful practice. So when we say no, we're saying, you know what, this is not worth it. It's not worth the resources to for that free pen. I don't need another plastic free pen. So when you say no, you stop that demand.
Mm. Well, there is a notion here. It's funny. A very informal, unscientific poll of talking to people and following comments about your book and your blog. You have some great ardent admirers and those who just kind of roll their eyeballs and say something like, oh, isn't she so perfect? You know, so why do you think your example of simplification, of refusing a lot of this waste, provokes so much contempt from people?
I think it's somehow, we've never said that we were perfect. I mean, we're definitely not, I would never say that we're the greenest people because, we fly to France once a year. We have 1 car that we share. We eat meat once a week. I mean, well, definitely there are areas where, of course, we could improve. But I think we can all do our share to apply some of the tips, for example, that I provide in my book to reduce our carbon footprint in general and our waste. And it's really attainable for everyone.
We were talking about reducing waste with the blogger and author behind the Zero Waste Home. Her name is Bea Johnson. She lives with her husband and 2 kids in California. And let's get to some of those practical tips, Bea. So much waste is food related. How can people approach grocery shopping in ways that will cut back on their trash?
So what we've done is we've created a shopping kit, and that shopping kit includes reusable tote bags. Cloth bags, mesh bags, and so we basically use these to purchase food in bulk at the bulk aisle of the health food stores. So all our grains go in these cloth bags, and then we also bring our jars to purchase wet items such as meat, fish, dairy, peanut butter, olive oil, obviously. the things that are a little messy. So we just present our jar at the meat counter and they fill it, and then we just take it to the cashier, and it's just seamless.
I guess that's part of a relationship too, that I wonder if the guys at the meat counter used to think, oh, here comes the lady with the jars.
Yeah, you know? I'm the jar lady. So, but it's actually, it's been a fantastic experience. I actually look forward to shopping on Fridays because it's kind of brought us closer. I used to shop at a large chain and did not know. I didn't have to talk to any of the staff there. I would just shop the middle aisles and I would not even have to look at anyone in the eyes. Whereas with the way that we shop now, there is definitely a very close connection with the people that work at the store, and it's made it a much more human experience.
You also talk about things like shopping for presents inside of thrift stores, reusing things. What do you do for things like birthdays and Christmas? I mean, that must be a hard time of year.
No, actually, this is a fun time of year because, and I have to be honest, when we started with Zero Waste, it was a little bit daunting. I was a little worried about what we were going to come up with. But in the end, we found that the best solution is to give the gift of experiences. And we found that experiences last much longer because of the memories attached to them. They last much longer than just stuff. And then they don't clutter your home. They just add great memories. We when the grandparents, for example, want to give presents, we like to give them very specific examples so that they have some ideas on what to do. Sometimes if you tell someone, give us the gift of experience, they're a little lost. So we have to be very specific.
Well, that is a thing. You know, you have two young boys and, you know, there are a lot of questions about, are you depriving them of a normal, quote unquote, childhood? Do you think that there is deprivation here, or you write a lot in the book about what you've added to your life? How would you sum
exactly.
that?
And I think there is a misconception that the Jewish lifestyle is depriving, and we found that it's the complete opposite. We found that by living with the Zero Waste lifestyle, we've actually, it's improved our health tremendously. It's greatly improved our finances. It's actually saved us 40% on our overall spending. And it's definitely opened more time to do the things that we enjoy doing. So what's not to like about Zero Waste?
Well, your family was featured on the Today Show, and the piece dispelled some of the stereotypes that listeners may be forming in their head. In fact, your home does not look remotely, what can we say, granola-esque, hippie-esque.
No, it sure isn't. I mean, we've been able to prove that you don't have to give up your aesthetics or your sense of style to live this lifestyle. We just definitely like nice lines, and I definitely have a certain sense of aesthetic that I haven't had to give up for this lifestyle.
But yeah, I'm wondering, I mean, people can look at this like a diet, say, for example, that, you know, get rid of all sugar, and it just seems so daunting. It seems so big. Where do you recommend people begin? Where do they start to think about their waste and just making small changes?
I think the first change is the first R, refuse. When you're given, next time you're given something that you... basically, next time something is handed to you, think about it. Do you actually need this? Do you need to bring it home? Do you need to add it to what you have in your home? Don't you have one already? This is where we start thinking about consumption. This is where we start stopping basically clutter from coming into our home and not dispensing the resources that we don't really need.
Bea Johnson, author of the blog and now book Zero Waste Home, I want to thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
You can find links to both the blog and more on the book at wordofmouthradio.org. And let us know what you think. Are you interested in using vinegar as a household cleaner? Do you feel guilty about your consumer habits? Or do you think zero waste home philosophy sounds a little too hard? You can share your thoughts on our Facebook page. Maybe you're attaining it or in pursuit of it yourself. Let us know some of your tips. Now coming up, Heather Maloney keeps it simple, but retains a sense of musical adventure. We're going to hear a few songs when Word of Mouth continues.